Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
After that game last night by LeBron James, I'm surprised you showed up.
Well, because I'm about to get one game
in November, game 13 or 14.
Oh, if it was a one bad game in November, game 13 or 14, and he missed two free throws at
the end of the game, or something,
and you went off.
You went off. I didn't think that he's going to come here and not have any good games, or they weren't going to win any games. Don't paint it like that. But anyway, we'll get started. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, as we always do, Chris, because you know what? We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Of course, Rob G., our producer, and, Alex, the engineer, as well, and Deb Carson, our anchor. She'll keep us updated as we go along here for the next 3 hours. And our intern tonight is Daniel. They're all on the other side of the glass, looking in, thinking about how Chris and I are going to kick some ass on this radio.
All right. That was pretty good.
So we're going to do that.
That was good, man, for real.
All right.
Speaking of kicking some backside,
you can't
taking somebody out to the woodshed.
You can't say it.
I can say it.
Go ahead.
I just choose not to.
Your minister might call in.
I can say it. I just choose
you sure?
not to. Yeah.
Then in the Bible, coverings the
there
ass
is.
Or something.
Yep.
Ass is used in there.
Used in a different way, but I could say it. I've said it before, but I choose not to say it right now.
I've heard you yell at me before and call me that.
I never called you that. But the Lakers. I'm not sure if you watched, Rob Parker, because you like to avoid things like that.
No, I watched it.
Okay. You saw what the Lakers did to the team with the second best record in the Western
at home.
I don't care where. I don't care if it was out on the playground.
Don't make it like it's the end of the world.
I'm telling you is this, and I've been saying it for weeks.
You've also said he was going to win the MVP, but you backed off of that. Why? He just had a big night. Why are you backing off him being MVP?
Because he's not having an MVP season so far.
Why can't he? It's only 10 games in.
He still could.
So why are you backing off of that?
Because I don't care so much about individual accolades.
No,
what I care about is
that.
My team prediction. And I'm telling you, I've been saying it for weeks. There is no reason, and I'm telling you, it's already here, for the Lakers not to be better than everyone in the West outside, of course, the unbeatable Golden State Warriors.
They're beatable. You can beat them.
And I'm telling you that the Los Angeles Lakers, Rob Parker, right now, they're the second-best team in the Western Conference. It don't matter who is in November, of course. But they are the second-best team and will be in the West. And that's a heck of an accomplishment.
I'm not buying that. I think it's
tell me who's better.
Prisoner of
tell
the moment.
Tell me who's better.
There'll be a lot of teams better.
Who?
The Portland Trail Blazers will be ahead of.
The Portland Trail Blazers will be ahead of the Lakers
when it's all said and done.
Are you talking about in terms of regular season record?
Yes.
That doesn't necessarily mean who's the second best team. You know that. Because Cleveland has had the fourth best record in the East last year. Who was the best team? You know what I'm saying though.
Yeah,
you know
that,
regular season records. I don't care if they have the second seed.
Lakers will be in the fourth through the eighth seed. They will not be a top four seed. And they're off. You know what?
They'll be a top four
seed. They have no doubt.
You know what? Since you missed the wings, let's put some wings on that. Top four seed. You're not even asking me for more than fourth.
I'm telling you, they will be
a top four seed.
We got that. And we also got And you also got the 53 wing.
I don't remember that bet, but
You have 53 wins.
Did we bet that?
We got two orders of wings.
I've been saying 53 wins.
We bet it because I said 46.
Okay. All right. That in there. All right.
We know that?
What? I can't hear.
It's on.
Rob, you got to start talking louder.
It's on betchewings.com, so I know
he's in my. He's in my ear like a little. Like I can barely hear him. I'm supposed to hear that? I'm yelling at Rob right now. All right, go ahead.
I said it's up on betchewings.com, so I know I'm gonna get paid.
But we got that bet. I'm telling you, Rob, I'm not getting crazy. I'm not saying the Lakers are going to beat the Golden State Warriors. I'm not even saying at this moment that they're better than Toronto or Milwaukee. But I'm saying when I look at the Western Conference, and it's obviously still a strong conference as always, but Portland, the Lakers are 2-1 against them. They got a great backcourt and, you know, a bunch of good role players around them. Denver, you know, Nikola Jokic, their best player, but not a dog, doesn't take over games. Heck, he had one game recently where he took one shot. Oklahoma City, we know about their issues, and Westbrook is all of a sudden having trouble staying healthy. Memphis, yeah, you're not scared of them. The Clippers, bunch of dogs, bunch of gritty grinders, but no stars. You know, San Antonio, they're not even in the playoffs right now. I mean, it's early, but they may get there. But, you know, they clearly have their warts. And Utah, you know, Utah is really struggling. New Orleans is struggling. Houston, we know about them. I do expect Houston to make a run and a push. But my point, Rob, is guess what none of those teams have? LeBron James.
Yeah, they have a guy who's been embarrassed in the NBA Finals the last 2 years.
But he's been in the NBA. In fact,
and he ain't
going to
be in the NBA Finals this year. That streak is not going to be alive.
I agree.
Because he's not playing in the weak East. That's why
the East isn't weak anymore.
Yeah, but when LeBron was there after he dismantled it, LeBron won't be in the East.
I agree.
If LeBron is all that, then he would come to the West and he would make it to the NBA Finals.
You know what else since you bringing all this stuff up?
I'm just saying.
None of these teams I just mentioned, Portland, Denver, OKC, Memphis, the Clippers, all these teams, San Antonio even, if we talk about top players, Utah, New Orleans, Houston, none of those teams have a player among their stars that has been in the NBA Finals.
And that and 250
will get
you on a subway.
So at least the Lakers have that? Well, hold on. You just brought it up like it was a big deal. And the Lakers at least have a player, and then they got Tyson Chandler and Rajon Rondo. They have three veteran, savvy champions on their roster.
What are you talking about? Are they going to make the finals this year?
No, but this is my point, Rob. They're the second best team in the West. That's my point. I'm not saying they're going to beat Golden State.
Once again, they will not be there when it's all said and done. They got a nice streak going. I'm just saying they got a nice soft patch in the schedule. Very nice. They got some home games. They beat a good team yesterday. It's a good win. LeBron James played well. Yeah, he played very well.
He almost had
a triple-double. No, I'm just saying he played very well.
He was exceptional. Can you say that?
He had a very good game.
You can't fix your mouth to say he was exceptional. 44 points, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, 3 blocks, 5 for 6 from Trey, a steal.
What was his
free
throws?
You know that stat line, 13 for 15.
He missed those two.
13 for 15.
No, my dentures are slipping. I just can't get there.
That stat line has never been put up in NBA history.
Is that right?
Nobody's ever put up that stat line.
I don't even know. But what does that mean when you say nobody's ever put up what stat line? What
better?
What are the marks?
40?
What, nobody ever had 9 rebounds and 10 assists?
You asked the question, I'm going to give you the answer. Nobody's ever gone for 44 points or more, 10 assists or more, 9 or 10 rebounds or more, 9 assists or more, 3 steals or more, and while hitting 5 3-pointers in a game.
But when you say that, well, people back then weren't taking threes, so
but
you're
people,
right.
But people been taking
right.
threes forever.
No,
people
they haven't.
Been,
no, they
been,
haven't.
No, people been taking threes for
There's
the last
There's a lot of guys
years.
Who have those numbers. If you take that.
I agree, but
if you
for
take
10
out
years,
the,
people still been taking threes.
You take out
you're
that.
Right.
You take.
Will,
you take that
Magic,
out.
Magic, okay. Bird, they just, weren't shooting three.
But this is Chris. This is manufactured.
It's not
it
manufactured.
Is. It's phony.
Guys
it's
have
phony.
Been shooting threes now for 10 years.
I'm not talking about that when they say no one's ever
so
had that stat
line.
There's a
lot of great
line.
Players that have been playing while they shot a lot of threes.
Nobody's ever had that stat line with 5 threes. You're right. Because all the guys who scored 44 points didn't take 5 threes. So if we were to take that, if you took that mark out, It would be 100 guys who did it. It's not a big deal.
I'm not saying let's give him a plaque.
It's a phony stat.
I'm just saying the stat line's never been done before.
It's a phony stat. This is what they do for LeBron
every day. You acting like the dude didn't have a great game.
He had a great game.
You cannot sit here and say he had an outstanding, exceptional, remarkable performance.
I said he had a great game. He had a great game.
Okay.
Satisfied?
Yeah, now I'm satisfied. You said it was great.
Man, we in trouble tonight. Me and you both.
Because you can't, you're stubborn, Rob Parker. You're stubborn. I'm telling you, you're stubborn. Because you sitting here getting mad at me for saying the Lakers are the second best team in the West.
No, I'm mad
because. But who's better? I'm not saying it because they're some awesome team. I'm just saying who's better.
I just told you the Portland Trail Blazers won't
be
the
better.
They're gonna be better than the Lakers.
Okay, there you go. At least you said it.
I said Portland.
And I don't care. I'm not saying the Lakers are going to end up with the second best record because that don't matter. Cleveland had the fourth best record in the East
last
year.
That's right,
because
you know what?
In
Cleveland, LeBron was there 11 years and won one championship, but he's going to come to L.A. and win a championship.
Where'd you get that stat?
I don't know.
See, I gave you that stat, and now you're up here throwing it in my face. You like Draymond.
Ridiculous. Oh.
KD shared some heartfelt information with Draymond, and Draymond threw it in his face.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
And Rob, we started off with NBA talk, Lakers, me saying they're the second best team in the West.
Prison of the moment.
Disagreeing. You use it. I don't even know what that means anymore when you say it.
What?
Because when I say Tom Brady, who's had a great 18-year career, you say prisoner.
No,
of the
I don't.
So what? And then you bring up three games to say Brady is done. That's not prisoner moment.
Not when you're 41
three
years
weeks,
old.
Three
not
weeks
when you're 41
compared to 18 years.
So 41 years old.
So like I said, I don't know what you even mean by prisoner of the moment anymore. I have no idea. So anyway,
it means that you're wrong.
I'm sticking with the NBA, but moving on to the Golden State Warriors, and we know all the mess that has gone on, the drama, the brouhaha between Draymond Green and Kevin Durant.
It'll all be blown over come May and June.
It might all be blown over already. I mean, according to Draymond Green, it is. You know, Draymond Green spoke today.
Right. They got to work together.
He said they talked. He said he and KD talked. He'll keep that between them, but they're moving past this, which, again, we both said they would. You saw him walking into the Houston Rockets arena today for shoot-around together.
Because you know why, Chris? You know this. You're married. You have arguments. You have situations.
Right.
Right? It's right. Never always going to be perfect and lovey-dovey and everything works. There's moments, and you got to realize, are we in this for something? There's something here.
Right.
Just like a marriage. You got a family. You got kids. You know, you made a commitment.
Yeah, you got
right?
something
you got
to,
something
to
fight
keep you
for,
together.
To fight
right, to
for.
Fight for. And they got a championship to fight.
This ain't too bad. This ain't two good players on a bad team with nothing.
Right.
Those two guys on a bad team going nowhere, they don't have no love for each other at all. They don't have to mend fences. You stay on that side of the locker room, I'll stay over here. Do you know what I'm saying?
I agree.
They
You're
got
right.
something to fight for and something to try to make happen. To etch their names in the history books of the NBA. There's
no
something to fight
about
for.
It. No
so that's why they will get past this. They will probably will never be the same, right? Never be the same.
Well,
but
I think the one thing that also makes it, you know, enables them to get past it is that Draymond admitted today, he's, you know, and he said the obvious, I'm emotional. Everybody knows it. And sometimes it can get the best of me, and it can make me look bad. I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what he said. And it might have been different, Rob, if this were Klay Thompson or Steph, you know, like had gone completely out of character and said all these things to KD, and you would have wondered, like, that's not them. For them to say that,
right?
They might really mean it. Like, they're really, you know, but Draymond, he gets emotional. When he gets emotional, he says things he doesn't mean.
Flies off the handle.
Right. Hopefully, when he spoke with KD, he did apologize and let him know how much he believes he's really important to the team.
I'm sure he did. Yeah. And probably KD needed to hear that.
No question.
It's one thing to just be like, dude, you know, and people have arguments. Dude, just please, I wanted the ball. I was hot. I was feeling it. I wasn't trying to be what you call it or thinking that you can't make a play or make a basket.
Yep.
It's just that
I think KD needed to say that to Draymond.
Right? Do you know what I mean?
He did treat Draymond like he was some rookie scrub.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Probably apologized for that, and Draymond probably apologized.
But you know what I mean? Sometimes what I always say when everything was just like the perfect storm.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? Like Draymond, the reason that this thing blew up is because Draymond turned the ball over.
Right.
Had Draymond passed it to somebody else and they made a shot, then it's not the same thing.
Right.
And if the ball got to KD, obviously, and
KD may have been, if he had missed, may have been like, you should have gave it to me earlier. It didn't. It was a small thing that turned into this huge, you know, issue. But both of you and I agree, while we've said they're going to get past this, they're still going to win the championship this year, we also both feel like KD is gone. Now, the question was, is he going to leave after this season? Or will he leave in 2 years after playing 1 year in their new arena in San Francisco?
And I'll tell you something. If this is what makes him leave.
This won't make it.
No, because that's what I'm saying. Right. This can't make you leave earlier because you had a disagreement with a guy at the end of a basketball game. I know he's sensitive. I know I gave him the nickname the Masseau.
That's real weak.
The most sensitive of all time. And if that was the reason, say he left after this year and that was really the reason, then he is the most sensitive of all time.
Right.
I mean, because it can't be that.
Because
you didn't give me the ball at the time I wanted it, the one time. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Well, look, speaking of that, speaking of KD leaving, speaking of the whole drama, Jarrett Jack, longtime NBA veteran who knows KD very well. In fact, before Jarrett Jack, he told me this on my podcast a year ago in the zone, before KD made his decision to go to Golden State, he called Jarrett Jack, who they're from the same area, so Jarrett's an older guy who obviously was a great player before KD. He called Jarrett Jack and asked him what it was like playing in Golden State because Jarrett had played there. And that's when Jarrett felt in his mind, he was like, oh, man. Even to quote him, dude going to Golden State. Like, that's what Jarrett felt. He was like, damn, he really going to go to Golden State when everybody thought that was a crazy idea. So Jarrett Jack, and he's well-respected around the league by many players, he tweeted this, Rob, and I want your reaction. Man, if y'all thought the league was in trouble before – they about to mess around and have AD, Anthony Davis, KD, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James, all on the same team. Now, let me finish before you go.
You already know.
And I'm going to give you a chance. But he's obviously talking about them going to the Lakers next year. And then the first response to Jarrett's tweet by, you know, a fan was, you don't seriously believe that, do you? Jarrett doubles down, says, in 8 months, quote me. All right, it could happen. I'm not saying it will. I'm just saying it's realistic. Like, it could actually happen financially. I'm not saying it, because here's the deal. The Lakers could trade for Anthony Davis. They could force New Orleans.
How could they force New Orleans to trade him?
If AD goes, I mean, you can't be 100%.
No,
but they could put strong pressure. We know that AD.
But
you asked me a question.
Okay. I want to do that because we did this with Kawhi, and everybody said, they have no choice. They got to trade him to the Lakers because that's the only team he wants to go to.
Kawhi didn't give
them
a team.
That's what they said, though.
He didn't give them a team.
Okay, go ahead.
Kawhi didn't give them a team. Rich Paul, who's one of LeBron's best friends in addition to his agent, he now represents Anthony Davis. If Anthony Davis goes to the Pelicans, and they're having a bad season so far, if he goes to the Pelicans and says, look, Anthony's not going to re-sign with you, he wants you to trade him to the Lakers. Now, they can hem and haw all they want. We're not sending him west. We're not sending him to the Lakers. And they don't have to. You're right. You can't 100% force a team. But if they tell you, we will not re-sign with any other team, And the Lakers, heck, to get AD, they'll give up whoever other than LeBron, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, take them all, Josh Hart, whoever. So I'm just saying, Rob, it could work realistically if the Pelicans buckle, they trade AD to the Lakers, then they could sign KD as a free agent. I'm just saying it's not like, oh, this doesn't even realistically could never work financially. That's all I'm saying.
I just think it's pie in the sky. I think this is what the NBA's turned into. It's always about who's going to go play with somebody else. What other super team is it going to be? All they talk about is players going somewhere else. I've heard all these stories. Oh, you know, Paul George is coming to the Lakers. Oh, what's it called is going to force their hand. Kawhi Leonard to the Lakers. They're stupid. How could the Spurs not want to trade for Lonzo Ball and all these other players and give Kawhi to the Lakers? And what'd they do? This always happens in sports, Chris. And if you can find another example, just show me, because then I'll admit I'm wrong. Just like when Minnesota trades Butler to the East, Kawhi Leonard goes to the East. When Brett Favre wanted to go to Minnesota to play for the Vikings, the Packers go, no.
Cleveland said okay? Kyrie Irving to the Celtics.
And there's the one that I said to, and even they realized it was a mistake. Because last year, I'll give you another example, it was definitely a mistake. Last year, had Kyrie been healthy or whatever, he probably would have beat LeBron and them. But I'm just saying, normally you don't want to hurt yourself. I don't see the Pelicans, even if he says he's not going to be there or whatever. I couldn't do it. I couldn't make that move. I'll give you another historic example.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, after winning a championship with Milwaukee, he eventually told the Bucks, I want to be in the big city. I want to be in Los Angeles. And they traded him to the Lakers. And the rest is history.
I don't see that scenario happening. I also
To me, that's not your biggest take on this.
I just don't know. My biggest take is that if I'm Adam Silver and I'm the commissioner, I got to stop this.
I get where you're going, but there's no way a commissioner.
Yes.
No, you cannot stop teams from making a trade.
Yes, you can.
That is not right.
I'm going to give you the example.
The commissioner, that's out of his realm.
No, it's not.
He should not. I don't care if he has the power to do it. He should never do that.
Yes, the commissioner should.
If your teams agree to a trade. Then the commit and remember, he's a player's commissioner. He ain't David Stern.
No, I'm saying, but he has to look at the health of the entire league.
He's tight with LeBron.
And it happened when Charlie Finley owned the Oakland A's, and his team. They had won 3 World Series in a row. The Oakland A's back in the '70s, so they were a great team.
Right
now, Charlie Finley decides he's going to sell off his best players. He sold Joe Rudy and Vita Blue to the Yankees.
Okay.
He sold another player, I can't remember who, to the Red Sox. He just said it.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
The commissioner.
He wasn't even trading them. He was doing it for money.
It was for money.
That's different.
But that's still different, though. They're his players, right?
But that's very different.
You know what
the
commissioner said? It's not in the best interest of baseball.
Okay, but that's –
And I think it was the right move for a commissioner who was looking out for – to make the two, you know, Boston and New York, the super teams, even better, and then, you know, taken away
was
from the fans in Oakland.
Was that what it was about, or was it because he was literally selling off players for money?
No, that wasn't it. You can do that. You could trade somebody for money.
It, but it looks cheap if you begin to do it with multiple players.
We'll look it up. And Rob, Bowie Kuhn was the commissioner. It was not in the best interest of baseball that he vetoed the sales, and those players went back to Oakland. All I'm saying is, if I'm the commissioner and the way this league is going, where you have 28 teams irrelevant every year.
They're not irrelevant.
They are irrelevant.
No, they aren't.
Yes, they are.
The Lakers are. Okay,
if you're going to tell me.
Give me the two teams that are relevant right now. You're saying 28 teams aren't relevant.
I'm telling you, if LeBron James and them put that team together, you're going to make 28 teams irrelevant.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Because there's no guarantee. As great as they would be, there is no guarantee. They will win the championship.
We already know who's going to win the championship, Chris. Don't
we? Because they've proven it.
No, but we've known that before.
Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. Look, a wildly talented team. Don't get me wrong. Maybe the most talented team we've ever seen. But though you have to bring it all together. We thought that about the Miami Heat. They won 2 out of 4 and were fortunate to win those two.
Yeah, but that even in that scenario, still with LeBron and them going to the finals every year, you just negated a lot of teams. All I'm saying is from a competitive balance standpoint, it's not good for a league. It's just not long term.
Let me say, I know a lot of listeners are thinking, well, David Stern, Knicks, Chris Paul, the Kobe, you know, the Lakers with Kobe Bryant trade. David Stern, this is the truth, okay? He did not do that because it would have made the Lakers so great. Remember, at that point in time, the league, i.e., Commissioner David Stern, were the owners of the New Orleans team, the owners of the Pelicans at that point in time, and they made a basketball decision that they didn't think the trade was good enough for New Orleans. That's why Chris Paul didn't go to the Lakers and he went to the Clippers. It was not because, oh, the Lakers would be so good. We had nothing to do with that.
Competitive balance is important for a league, and I'm telling you,
How much competitive balance is there now?
No, but that's a problem with the league.
Give me LeBron. The league is thriving beyond belief.
No, it's not around. There's a lot of bad teams and a lot of disgruntled
fans. There's
no
more bad teams now than there ever been.
Yes, there are.
Don't act like in the 80s there weren't a bunch of irrelevant teams. How much attention did you pay to the San Diego Clippers?
Huh?
The Buffalo Braves.
I used to go to Buffalo Braves games. I used to drive up from Queens. All I'm saying is, it's bad for competitive. What LeBron did is destroy the NBA.
The NBA is thriving.
It's not.
It's better than ever. We haven't had fan interest.
The Warriors are about to go to the finals 5 years in a row, which hasn't happened.
What's wrong with that?
Hasn't happened since the 50s when we had 8 teams in the league. That's how bad it is. That's how good the Warriors are. I'm telling you, if you talk most fans. You would have called
Why
up most
Why are they
fans.
Watching? Why are they tweeting?
Because there's nothing else on. What do you mean,
okay,
why are they
whatever
watching?
The case,
there's
they
nothing
love it.
Else on.
Well, oh, there's plenty. There's not. Everybody got 900 channels
I want
today.
NBA fans to call up and tell me you enjoy this NBA because I don't believe it.
877-99.
I don't believe
it. All he enjoys is Major League Baseball, all right?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir. Shop Talk, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Now, we are a sports show, but we also have interest outside of the world of sports. We're worldly gentlemen and ladies.
Yes.
And one of the most controversial topics I think we've ever had came to light today, or actually came out yesterday.
What is that? Should we take calls from GW? Oh, I'm sorry.
we might have to. This came out in a recent ESPN article. Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs quarterback, revealed he likes to put ketchup on his steak.
Oh, oy vey.
Now, this one has battle lines drawn right down the middle. Social media was exploding. His entire press conference before practice today was about ketchup. Hines is offering him 57 bottles of ketchup if he breaks the passing record. Gentlemen, fair or foul to put ketchup on a steak?
So foul. How could you destroy the taste of a steak with disgusting ketchup? Ketchup I like on a hot dog or a hamburger. That's it. That's what ketchup is made
for. Hold on. Look, I don't agree. I'll never put ketchup on my steak. But if Patrick Mahomes wants to do it, so be it. It's his steak. He can eat it however he wants.
Well, who puts ketchup on a steak? You ruin the flavor.
That's your opinion.
Rob?
I agree. I don't like I said, I wouldn't do it, but if he wants to do it, you're offended that he's doing
yes.
it. Yes. Well, how are you offended by how a man wants to eat his steak? He might want to put peanut butter on his steak. That's
his
prerogative.
I would be offended, too. Rob, you eat steak that way?
Hell no. Now, Chris, I know you're going to be having Thanksgiving dinner with your family next week.
You going to put ketchup on your turkey?
If your wife makes a turkey and your cousin walks in and slaps her across the face, are you not going to be offended by it? Because that's what you're doing when you put ketchup.
You know what you
put ketchup on steak. You are slapping the cook across the face.
To answer your question, if we had a guest over and
they asked for ketchup.
We gave them turkey and they asked for ketchup, we wouldn't be offended. You can eat however you want. My father put hot sauce on everything.
He put that S on everything?
The Tabasco, hot sauce on everything. I mean, what? You can do what you want. It's your food.
Alex, do you put ketchup on buckwheat? That's all I want to know.
All right, Rob. First off, let me just say meat has no taste unless you put seasoning on it, but that's neither here nor
right.
there.
No, that's a great point.
You
if
can't.
You
I want to say,
on it,
honestly, can you eat a steak with nothing on it? The answer is no. You have to have seasonings, barbecue, et cetera, et cetera. So if a man wants to put ketchup on it, I got no beef with him because when I was a kid, I put ketchup in mac and cheese. I put ketchup in rice. Ain't no wrong there, man. That's his style.
Good point, on a nice piece of steak. To me, that just, and you know why he's embarrassed by it? Because it kind of comes off as a low class. You just like, you go to a restaurant.
To high class. No, to high class
to
people.
To put ketchup on it.
To snobby high class people, yeah, it does.
I mean, ketchup on a steak.
That wasn't the thought I had.
Would you
low
go to,
class?
Would you go to Ruth Chris and have a steak made and then ask them for ketchup?
I'm not, Rob.
I mean, I don't have any desire to put ketchup on my steak, but if another man does, so be it.
He ain't putting cocaine on his steak.
Now, before we continue this debate, can we just agree that since Alex is a vegan, he's not allowed to participate
in
that?
Yeah, come on.
That's just because Alex made a great point.
No, he didn't.
Thank you.
You put some type of seasoning on all of your
steak.
I have
to, or else you ain't eating it.
So he's just...
You don't have to put ketchup as a condiment. It's not a seasoning.
Deb Carson, help us settle this
yes,
one.
Yes, please,
okay.
Deb.
As the resident Texan here, first of all, you must eat a steak medium rare or medium if you must, seasoned with Lowry's
seasoning. I ain't never eaten nothing medium rare. I tell you
it's
that.
Too rare.
But you know who puts ketchup on a steak?
Who?
A four-year-old.
Yes.
Okay, and the only person, and I love Patrick Mahomes, but no, ketchup on a steak is a no-no unless you're four. My five-year-old doesn't even put ketchup on a steak. If you get the steak too well done, sometimes you do need a little moisture, so if you have to, you got to put Heinz 57
right.
or something
Thank
like
you,
that.
Alex.
Worcestershire sauce, something like that.
No, now, Alex, hey, where's the
salsa.
Rule book for? I used to get my steak well done.
No, I don't want it well
my
done. I want my
that.
Medium well.
Now I do it medium well or even medium.
I want a little pink, but no tomato. I mean, ketchup. And Deb, you notice the flavor. You're drowning out. Usually,
exactly.
But if he wants to drown out the flavor, that's his prerogative. Who are you to tell another man how to eat? Well, 20 years ago, people thought you were crazy if you wanted to eat chicken and waffles. Now it's all over the place.
Well, no, but that ain't the same as putting ketchup on a steak.
Why is it not the same?
Because he's ruining the steak.
How?
Why spend money
not
on
for
a
him?
Steak if you're going to put ketchup
yes.
on it?
Patrick
ketchup
Mahomes
on a
got enough money to buy whatever he wants and ruin it the way he
he's
wants.
He's on a rookie salary cap. He's only making $400,000, $200,000 after taxes.
My point is that, look, I agree with you guys that I would not put ketchup on my steak. What my contention with all of you is if Patrick Mahomes wants to eat his steak that way, what's wrong with it? That's that man's choice.
Everything is wrong with it, Chris.
Why?
Because.
That's it? Because.
That's it.
He's allowed to do it, but he's wasting a good steak. If
yes, he is.
In your opinion.
He might as well go get some ground beef.
So,
have a sloppy Joe if you want to put ketchup on it.
Bottom of a leather shoe.
Hold on. Are you guys okay? Now, I don't use this either, but what if he put A1 sauce on his steak?
That's a steak sauce.
Yes.
That's made for steak.
Come on. Now you're really.
That's not ketchup.
There are people that put ketchup on eggs.
That's
not bad. Is that wrong?
It's not my favorite, but it's not bad.
I just had a smoothie yesterday with peanut butter in it. Is that wrong?
Eggs cost $2.99 a dozen.
Why not? Before I started putting peanut butter in a smoothie, I looked at that like, that's crazy.
Not if the smoothie has like banana or strawberries. What else is in your smoothie?
It was strawberries and bananas.
Exactly. So ketchup works with that. Not with
not
spinach.
Ketchup?
No, not ketchup.
Peanut butter.
I would never think that combination goes together. My point, look, the man can eat however he wants.
Sure.
He's not breaking any laws.
No.
My goodness.
I
you
am
guys.
Offended.
Snobbish. Snobbish up in here. It's the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.